950 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. is moving closer to defaulting on its debt with no deal in place to raise the debt ceiling. It's not clear if Republicans in Congress who want spending cuts in exchange for raising the limit will meet with White House negotiators over the weekend. There were talks Friday the top Republican described as candid. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said,
"There's no question we have serious differences, and this is going to continue to be a difficult conversation. That's not lost on us."
Presidents in Japan at the G7 summit, also in attendance, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. U.S. has now changed course and says it will supply Ukraine with F-16 fighter jets. Ukraine says the fighting continues in the city of Bakhmut, even after the head of Russia's private Wagner group said his forces had taken control of that city. Nebraska's governor says he will sign a bill that bans abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy and restricts gender-affirming care for minors in the state. This is ABC News. Brittany Griner played in her first WNBA game since she spent nearly a year in detention in Russia. Phoenix Mercury star scored 18 points and grabbed 6 rebounds in the team's loss to the Los Angeles Sparks. Griner also stood for the national anthem before Friday's game, something she had not done several times since 2020. Afterwards, she told reporters how she has now changed.
"I appreciate everything a little bit more. You know, all the little small moments that, you know, I used to just, like, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I don't want to go to practice today, or oh, this, that. Nah, I think that has changed."
Vice President Kamala Harris is at the game. Griner thanked her for the administration's work in negotiating her release. The sports world is mourning the death of Jim Brown, one of the NFL's all-time greatest players, a 3-time MVP for the Cleveland Browns, who spent just 9 years in the league before leaving to pursue a career as an actor. He was also a civil rights pioneer and one of the best lacrosse players of all time. He was 87. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
My shoes.
Buckle my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as I think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. is moving closer to defaulting on its debt with no deal in place to raise the debt ceiling. It's not clear if Republicans in Congress who want spending cuts in exchange for raising the limit will meet with White House negotiators over the weekend. There were talks Friday, the top Republican described as candid. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said,
"There's no question we have serious differences, and this is going to continue to be a difficult conversation. That's not lost on us."
Presidents in Japan at the G7 summit, also in attendance, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. U.S. has now changed course and says it will supply Ukraine with F-16 fighter jets. Ukraine says the fighting continues in the city of Bakhmut, even after the head of Russia's private Wagner group said his forces had taken control of that city. Nebraska's governor says he will sign a bill that bans abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy and restricts gender-affirming care for minors in the state. This is ABC News.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
up now. Wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media Station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app. Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Cripes Cast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic. Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had 5 or 6 beers and only one fish.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens. And I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
Great to listen to while having a Lineys and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app. Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a...
The sun goes down.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I swear all this music makes me want to dance to and sing, but I will not do that to everybody because we'll lose a lot of followers. So to follow us, hello, Canadian clan. I'm so excited. I get to hang out with Robin on June 1st. I get to be the auctioneer, MC, or whatever it is, at this wonderful outing she has at the golf course for the opportunities.
What is that?
For opportunities, it's people with, I don't know how to politely say it. Oh, yeah.
Special needs?
Special needs, thank you.
Disabilities?
It's a golf outing for them, the Spencer James golf outing. Oh, I'm so excited.
Nice.
I'm telling everybody about it, and I wish I could bring people there, but I can't.
Can people register their teams?
Gosh, I wish I was more prepared for this. Robin, if you're listening, I'm hugging you right now. I swear I am. And also, you made me buy patchouli. I bought patchouli laundry soap. But, yes. So, before the break, we were talking about noodling.
Yes.
Noodling. This is always a weird topic for everybody. I wish I knew why. It can't just be the sticking a hand in a hole. It can't be just that.
I think it's more of the claustrophobia for me. I would love to. I think, again... I think I would probably go with the ladies. However, it's the fear of the unknown for me. I know they prep it. I know that they tell you that there's nothing in there.
But they check. They check it for you. But there's always a possibility with everything.
There's always a possibility.
No matter what you do, there's a possibility for it to fail.
And I'm a tiny lady, so if it's a big fish.
You're a strong lady too, girl. Woo. So I went with, prior to going with Brianna, I went with my friend.
There's a lot of pictures.
Hudson showed me all his bass fishing pictures. They're like bigger than his whole body. Well, not body, but his torso.
Yeah.
You got some good bass in that pond.
Yeah, they could be bigger.
That's me hugging a snake.
That's you hugging a snake. Okay, we're showing all these pictures now. How brave he is.
Yes. He's brave. I'm not.
A 5-year-old's braver than you right now, girl. Come on. So I went out to Wren Lake down in Benton, Illinois. So from here, from Waukesha, 217 Wisconsin Avenue. I almost forgot what street this was. Everybody can come down and see us and have some wine and whatever. So come down and visit us. But from here, it's probably about a 6.5-7 hour drive.
That's not bad at all.
No. But the reason why I chose Wren Lake is because Brittany Jill chose Wren Lake. She posted on Facebook that she was putting together a group and looking for people to join. And this is probably about 4 years ago now. And I'm like, oh, absolutely. I'll do this. I don't care where it is. I don't care how much it costs. I want to do it. It's on my bucket list. Yes. And so I told her, hey, I want to come do this, but it's just going to be me. I don't know anybody. I don't know any of your friends. And she's like, oh, absolutely, come on down. But everybody else canceled on her end except for me. So it was just Brittany, Jill, and I. And Brittany's been doing this for years. Like, she knows what to expect. This is my first time.
Yeah.
And, oh, Lanta, I was terrified. Absolutely terrified. But see, for me, it's a water fear. If I can't touch the bottom, I'm freaking out.
So you can't touch the bottom?
Well, no, you can. Oh, you can touch the bottom the whole entire time.
Okay.
There's spots where when they jump in, you can see that they're still standing, or they're like, oh, okay, this is pretty deep. I'm like, no, thank you. But so, yeah, so they jump in every single time, and they check the hole for you and everything. So, but Brittany and Jill and I went down and did it with Wren Lake fishing guides. And it was an absolute blast.
What time of year did you go?
Oh, it was freezing. Ugh. It was the end of the end of August, I believe it was. But it was a rainy day and everything. Like, it wasn't fantastic, perfect weather like I was hoping. It was like when you and I went salmon fishing.
Oh.
It was like that, but drizzly and everything still. But to get in the water, too, it was freezing. But
it'd be cold.
Where I'm going with the story is that Brittany got her personal best. It was a 42-pounder. Isn't that insane?
She's
a tiny girl. She is tiny, but fierce. So, she is strong as heck.
So explain me, walk me through how you catch it then. Because in my mind and what I see online is you gotta just jam your fist down its mouth.
If you're watching Hannah Baron.
Yes.
She is.
She's
your own breed.
She's something else.
Not watch her because she goes after her. She does everything herself.
She's bonkers.
She doesn't need
somebody like me that needs
somebody to go in there first to check the hole.
Right.
She just goes right in there and does it herself. Yeah. She's the one
Amazing.
Woman machine.
Yeah.
So with them, with Wren Lake, they go down. They have all these spots marked.
Sure.
It's like when we go fishing, you mark the spot. So they have pallet board fences that they made, and you can stick them in the ground. So there's openings on each side of the log or whatever that's in the water. And then they cover one entrance or exit, and then they have the other one because they check the hole first, and there's a fish in there or a turtle or anything like that. And it's kind of funny because this guy is missing two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of perfect. So they go down and check it, and they say, yeah, there's a fish in here. There's two fish in here. There's three fish, whatever. So the one guy goes in there and blocks the exit entrance, whatever it is. And then the next person says, okay, let's go. And then they have a gate that they pick up and move down easily so you can go down there and stick your hand in there. But so they check it, they stick it. And when you're reaching in there, the first one is terrifying because you know what to expect, but you don't. So the way they explain it, the way they bite, is when you put your arm out and do like a karate chop. Like, that's what it feels like. Like I would do it to you. Like,
Sure.
That's what the catfish bites. So there's like no teeth. There's very little teeth, but you know, sure. like normal fish. So they bite down, but you have to grab onto the lip. It's not like Hannah Baron when she sticks a whole arm through the fin.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing. You have to give the whole hook.
You don't have to hoorah that thing. You just, they bite down and you just grab their lip and just pull it out. But they are thrashing. Because they obviously don't want to do that. So they're just thrashing. So you just pull it out. And then they have a floating net where they stick it in the net. But the funniest part for me is when like I said, if I can't touch the bottom, I'm freaking out. So you have to dive down, hold your breath, dive down, and get ready to be scared. And I'm trying to get down. I had to like grab the dude's leg and like pull myself down because I couldn't get myself down that far. And it's muddy water, so you can't see what you're doing. Nope. Don't open your eyes.
Nope.
Oh, man. It was the first time it bit me. It was, I think it was an 18. My first fish was like an 18 or 19 pound fish. And they're like, we heard you scream from under the water. It was probably about 5 feet.
That's
but they're like, we heard you scream. And then Brittany got it on camera and everything. And when I got out, I'm just like, whoa, this is so exciting. I got my first catfish and to toss it over my shoulder. Like, hey, put it in the net. I'm like, no, this is my fish. It was the greatest time.
That's awesome. And you went back a second time. So obviously.
Yep. And Brittany, we had a whole group put together. I don't know if you were you in that group?
No.
We put together a group. It was probably about 6 people because we only allowed 6 people on this boat. We put together a group, but slowly but surely everyone canceled. So it was just Brianna and I.
Last year or this year?
It was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but.
And this year?
This year. I know. I'm so excited.
When are you planning? Are you planning on still going? Is that the season? August?
I will be emailing them. I haven't put together a group yet because work's been super crazy. And August is our busiest month.
Sure.
But we're going to. I feel like last time we had you on the show, we talked about pheasant hunting. And we went pheasant hunting the next weekend. So
just a little.
If anybody has ever gone noodling, give us a call at 844-967-2789. It is the... Oh, and I even wore my Got Bit shirt. They give you a free shirt and like a headband and all these kind of things too.
You know who has been noodling before is Stephanie Stevens.
Oh, she does everything.
She is, yeah. One woman show too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys talk about that the last time?
We did not.
I think
not.
She was here, so...
I don't know if she's done it either.
Let's put her on the list. Maybe we could get the girls together.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun. Yeah. So is any of this convincing you to do it?
A little bit. As I'm inviting friends along.
So I just mean you cannot cancel. You cannot lose out. This is why you need to put down a security deposit because these things happen. Your mind takes over and you don't want to do it.
But yeah, we'll go.
We'll go.
We'll go.
We're definitely going to get you to go.
We'll go. We'll get in the water. We'll see. You know, what happens when we get there.
But for this segment, we forgot to talk about our fishing trip for Mike Keller for Foul Dogs.
It was fun.
We didn't complete our fishing trip. So at the end. So, okay, wait. I want you to take us through the whole day in your eyes because my eyes, it's always going to be different. So, what was it for your first time?
I was so nervous.
You were so Why were you nervous?
Because for one, you don't know. You don't know how you're going to feel. You don't know how the weather is going to be. You don't know. And if you don't, you've never done it before, everything is new. So, you know, used to 5 and 7 year old poles. I embarrassingly asked you the night before, do I have to bring anything? What kind of bait and tackle do I need?
You did. That was so perfect.
So, you know, when you don't know, you don't know. And I was nervous, but it was so much fun when the sun rising and the seagulls following us out, you just feel it. And it was a nice day, so it wasn't cold, so we were able to sit up top and watch everything that was going on. And when the fish were biting. I remember there was one time we had three lines running at the same time that we had to finagle. And when you've got that much energy, it really does bring a lot of fun. I had so much fun.
So
out of the nerves, it became fun. So after, you know, the sun rose and everything was going on that way, I was worried that we weren't going to catch anything because we were pretty slow at first. And then all of a sudden it hit, and then it hit, and then it hit, mm-hmm. and then it stopped. And then we picked up.
Yep.
And then, you know, we followed the fish and followed the advice of Keller. And it was just, it was so much fun.
Yeah, it's always nice when you have a captain that guides you on what's happening.
Yeah.
And how to do it. So reeling in the first fish, what was that like?
So what was nice is having Keller, because I had, one, no idea where to place the pole. I had no idea.
Place the pole, meaning like when you
in your belly button. Yeah. When the fish is on and having to actually grab the line and put the pole in your belly button and hold on tight. You know, that's the one thing I just remember is just put it in your belly button. Hold on, reel. And just steady reeling. So mm-hmm. it was nice. And it was nice being able to be shown that way. And then once you get the hang of it, you know, and you get the next one, and they're like, yeah, go ahead, take this one, mm-hmm. take this one. Or you see, oh, line seven's peeling.
Oh, yeah. And he puts out, I believe, 12 lines, 14 lines?
Depending on, yeah, I think it's what, two per person?
Yeah.
Two lines per person. Yep. If it's a total of six, you get.
I think last week or the week prior, he had like 90% of the lines going at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. He's been limiting out.
All the fish have been coming in.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, so, oh. But I was like, oh, hot dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but it's absolutely fantastic. But yeah, it was your first time. Of course, we're going to give you the fish.
Yeah.
Like, reel that baby in. We're just going to sit here and take videos and pictures. Of course, they're all over my Instagram and Facebook and yours as well.
Yeah, definitely. But, made some great reels out of that.
And then when we're coming back, it was absolutely beautiful watching it. The sun was not setting. I think we came back around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 or 2. It was early afternoon.
Yeah, and then he sits right there and he cleans all the fish for you. Yeah. He bags all the fish for you.
Yeah, it was really nice cleaning it and fish right there at shore. Mm-hmm. So I was able to take home. Remember your cooler? I forgot my cooler last time. So just having a bag of mm-hmm. a fish in your
just
trunk.
Flowing around in your trunk.
Luckily, I had an extra garbage bag that I had in the back of my trunk anyway. So, you know, it's not a clean trunk.
Everybody has a clean trunk, man. Mine is so dirty from work.
Totally
and
forgot.
And turkey hunting. Yes. Oh, dear Lord.
Yes. That's now yours is this week, right?
Yep. I had B week, and now it's D week right now. So we have E and F to go.
I didn't even get my tag this spring because I'm just so busy. Life is just so busy right now. I know.
Life is always going to be busy.
Always busy. Plus,
that's an excuse.
It's fishing season right now.
It's an excuse. Get out in the outdoors.
Absolutely. Every single time. Every time.
Every time.
Unless it's doodling, then you have to be talked into it.
844-967-2789.
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Great to listen to while having a Liney's and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
For tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
It may be 70, but it may be 20. Who knows? We don't, because 38 degrees this morning,
yeah,
and ended at 71 degrees.
72?
Yeah. Dumb. So dumb.
Only Wisconsin
can get all in one day. but thank you to Bill for texting and correcting me. It's three lines per person.
Three lines.
Three lines, not two lines.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were talking about. But... three lines, five-person limit. Wha-bam. Everybody came home with fish. Absolutely fantastic.
And full bellies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, there was, what, three girls? So we just all brought food and champagne and snacks. All the things.
All the things. All it was so nice.
So turkey hunting. We have to get you. We ended with you not turkey hunting this season.
Yeah.
Because you're too busy.
Too busy.
I feel like I need to yell at you right now.
That's okay. You can scold me. You call me about it. The mom roles have reversed.
What are you doing, girl?
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Do better. Oh, man.
So you're going out this weekend?
I am going out this weekend. I have a cookout on Saturday. But Saturday morning. Okay. Morning thing. So I had week B, as I was saying before.
Yeah.
I did not get a dang turkey. So upsetting. I had hens, but no toms or jakes, nothing. None of them. I heard them, but I could not see them. Very frustrating. So hopefully this weekend I'll get one, because I need to put a turkey in the freezer.
Yeah.
Like, it has to happen. Turkey season is slowly becoming one of my favorite, minus waterfowl, because I absolutely love duck hunting.
I enjoy it in the fall. I really do enjoy it in the fall, because it's just, if you're not turkey hunting, then you're deer hunting.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that.
I mean, we can't start talking about that now. I'm getting remorse. Like,
I'm a fall gal.
Bill and I started watching Harry Potter, and I lit an apple cinnamon candle, and I brought out my weighted heated blanket. I'm like, it feels like fall. I don't know why I'm doing that.
I still have my heated blanket on too. I have had it on every day for the last 3 or 4 days.
Yep. What season?
3 or 4 years.
Years, not days.
To be honest.
So what will get you out turkey hunting? Will you go out this fall, as you were saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This fall.
So you're more of a fall turkey hunter instead of a spring?
Yeah, this spring. It's just
so why not the spring? Like, what makes you change your mind?
Okay, the time from life, with the beginning of the kids, all their birthdays coming up.
Yeah.
You got spring, the kids are ending school.
Yeah.
It's a busy time of year for work. So.
But man, your backyard.
Yeah. Oh, I could go.
You could go right there.
I kicked up a doe this morning checking on the chickens.
Did you?
I did. Aww. I did, right in the backyard.
That'd be perfect. Yeah, I went, like I said, I never saw one tom. And then the person on the property I was hunting on the farmer sent me a message the other morning saying, look at all these toms in my front yard or backyard, wherever it was.
Weird.
But it was like right there.
Yeah.
And just about 100 yards from where I was hunting. I'm like, oh.
Rub it in.
They come right past where you were. I'm like, oh, thanks. This is absolutely wonderful. I do not feel bad at all. Thank you very much.
Who's got to go to a job when you got a hunting to do? No, I would love to go. I would love to go this spring turkey. I don't think there's any tags left. No, I would squeeze it in if I had. I would absolutely squeeze it in. Mm-hmm. It's just you got time. You got time, and I'm going to. I'll be gone in Florida next week, all next week. So
that'd be nice. Hopefully, you bring back the warm weather. But yeah, so we have turkey hunting going on for ENF, and as you were saying, that they have leftover tags go for sale, and they. On the DNR website, they send you the dates of when the tickets are going to go on sale because it's not the same time, same day every single year. And I swear those, the E and F are the tags that usually go, like you can buy those last. And they just sell out within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe a week.
Yeah.
But they sell it so fast. And it's at that weird time of the year too where you don't know whether to wear all your ice fishing gear or just light spring gear. I remember Bill and I went out one time and we were sitting in a blind and... Dear Lord, I was sweating. It was the worst time. I fortunately got a turkey that time. But it was in the morning. I was absolutely freezing by the afternoon. I'm like sweating.
The time that I took Violet turkey hunting in the fall. Is it last year or year before last? It was so hot. And she was, you know, stripped down to her skivvies at mm-hmm. one point. And she's like, can I stand up? I'm like, no.
You're
blonde hair, blue-eyed. You've got, you know, just your face painted up. No, thank you, ma'am. No, thank you.
So with this, when you do harvest the turkey, what's your favorite recipe? What do you do with them?
That's okay. Oh, the duck. He found a picture of me holding a duck.
Nice.
Duck.
It's not a duck. It's a goose.
Silly goose.
Silly goose. So I like similar to like a duck breast. So I like to breast them out. But
yeah.
Yeah. They're really good.
Do you have like a favorite recipe that you go like a go-to one?
I don't. No.
You don't?
Just seasonings. Seasonings. Just seasonings. Add seasonings and butter. And butter and
butter
seasonings.
Butter always the winner.
Butter and seasonings. Do you?
One year, Bill and I, it was for fall hunting. We did a regular turkey, like a store-bought turkey, and then we had all of the turkey that I shot. Mm-hmm. And we did a bacon weave. That was my first time doing a bacon weave. So you lay out, you buy two packages of bacon, not the thick cut, just a regular smoked bacon.
Yeah.
You lay it out horizontally, and then you lay another layer over it vertically, and then you just do a basket weave.
Yep.
And then at the end, you just wrap it around your turkey. Wrap it around your turkey, and then you just put toothpicks in there and just stick it in the oven or put it on a Traeger or whatever it is. And
bacon wrapped anything.
Oh gosh, right? But it was one
any
of the
any certain
greatest.
Flavor, bacon, maple
no.
or apple or
I always do like the maple.
Yeah,
I have maple everything. Like my favorite seasoning is smokehouse maple.
Yeah,
like, yes, like my favorite. It goes on my eggs. It goes on my steak. It goes on my burgers. It goes on my broccoli. It goes on my mashed potatoes. It goes on everything.
Everything.
But with that, that's my absolute go-to favorite.
Sure.
But bacon wrapped anything, or you do a stuffed. Just cut it right down the middle and put the cream cheese in there. Mm. Put some chop up some chives, parsley. Yeah. Yeah. Put oh man, why do I always do this? I feel like. After this show, I have to go to Culver's or something on my way home because I'm always hungry. Bill, if you're listening, please, please put dinner in the oven. I don't know what we're having, but please, I'm always hungry. Oh, man. Yeah.
Eli's at home with Violet right now, and they're probably just doing some sort of ravioli type thing from a can. But, you know, I promised him we'd stop on the way home.
Nice. Calvin. Hudson, you got anything to say to everybody before we get done? No? Okay, he has nothing. I say he's going to say get out there and go fishing.
Do you like to go fishing?
He's just paying attention to this phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Raised in Wisco, 540 AM, WAUK, The Shaw.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs.
But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Dave Patrick.